Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord. What a joy to read and to peruse the readings we have today for Mass, because I think it speaks to the the predicament of every modern man and woman, our preoccupation of what's going to happen, what's in store for our future. And here the Lord simplifies everything. He says, do not worry, do not worry. And that non-worrying perspective is rooted in the understanding that we are sons and daughters of God. I think plenty of us, including myself sometimes, we consider ourselves orphans, not sons and daughters. An orphan knows and understands that he or she is alone. And so therefore he must fight and work for everything in order to provide for himself or herself. But we are not orphans. We are sons and daughters of God. We had been purchased by God for a price. Every time we come into our church, in any churches of our faith tradition, we see the Son of God there on the cross. That's the price. That's the price of our sonship and our daughtership. And so to all of you who are parents, I think you understand more than anyone else what the Lord meant when he says, "I am your son, I am your father, I am your parent, I will take care of you, so do not worry." Now, in the first reading today, we were given this horrible account of the children of God. Now, these children of God, elect people of God, had been called by the Lord into the promised land. And what did they do when they came to the promised land? Well, they copied what the pagans in those land did. They worshiped their gods. They bowed down to the poles erected in honor of the foreign gods. And so naturally, they suffer the consequences of their action. It is not God that's punishing them. It's a consequence of their action. They made a choice to serve other gods. And what the other gods would give them, those are demons, by the way, what the other gods would give them is naturally disaster. They made that choice. And yet, we hear in the responsorial psalm today, forever I will maintain my love for my servant. The love of the Lord is constant. And that is what we seek. Instead of placing our confidence, our trust in the worldly riches, our job, our titles, trust in that love that He has for us as a Father. Because forever He will maintain His love for us. Remember this. To whatever you put your trust in, that will control you. Whatever you put your trust in, that will control you. And so the anxieties, the worries that we have in our daily lives, reflect on where you put your trust. It could be your health, your youth, your 401k, your savings. The Lord says, that's nice. But first, let's put our trust in the love of the Lord, our Father, who knows what we need even before we open our mouths to speak of them.